We're finally back.
Hi.
Hi. We've been MIA system for how long?
Yep, Los Corcheros are back.
Yeah, we have a special guest today, a very special guest. Introduce yourself. She's been here before.
Yeah. It's Ratchet Bell. I'm back. By popular demand.
Noel
Night Talk coming soon. Soon.
Pretty soon.
Okay, guys.
They're plugging their own podcast.
This is not an ASMR.
Well, wait for it. Girl, we're going to get copy striked here.
We're not making money.
We sure ain't.
For sure we not.
Well, we making money, but not off
well,
the podcast.
I know, but it's just I don't want to lose my money that I make for a living. Because I get sued. I don't think you could get sued if you sing it, right? No? Okay, good.
Or else everybody on YouTube would get sued. Including myself.
Including Annabelle.
Yes.
It's a cover.
As long as I think as long as you mention them or whatever.
You say like this is not my content.
I didn't write this.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
that stuff.
You just have to put a disclaimer or else Instagram will shut you down. It's happened before.
Right.
Yep.
So sister,
it happened
to
me with my nudes. JK, guys.
He's not joking.
I don't have nudes.
They're plugging their ASMR podcast. It's going to be a late night podcast.
Late night.
Featuring Noel and Ratchet Bell. Noel, do you have a nickname? A radio personality name? Not yet. More
coming
to come.
Soon.
Follow me on OnlyFans.
What is that?
Sister, you don't know OnlyFans.
Google it. No, hell no, I'm Googling that. What is it?
OnlyFans, $7.99 special pricing.
Okay, what is it?
So OnlyFans is like this.
Is it Pornhub?
It's a platform.
Yeah.
Well, kind of like Pornhub.
How come you all know this?
I don't know.
Oh, Ratchet Bell over here acting like she knows.
She acted brand new. Like.
Okay, what is it?
So yeah, no, it's a platform for people that advertise. It's kind of like videos, pictures of themselves. It could be
like
naked. It could
people?
Be semi. Yeah, like amateur.
Like Snap Premium.
But yeah, like Snap Premium. So you pay a membership per month.
Yeah.
And men, women, everybody does it. And then you just pay that membership, and you could see their content.
Interesting.
So it's like an explicit social media platform. Well,
you know.
Use code Miss Juicy.
Use code Miss Juicy Baby.
How many Y's in that baby?
Baby.
It's a bunch of A's and Y's.
Followed by a dollar sign.
Babies?
No.
Smiths with $2.
You know, I'm just saying, you have to know a little bit of everything in this world. You know, you can't just know everything about one thing. You
well,
have
that's
to know.
Why I'm here to learn.
We're here to learn. We're uncultured swine.
When it comes to this content.
That's why they listen to us to learn these crucial
we
things.
We all learn together.
You like guys are
rainbow.
Best. I've told a couple of people to do OnlyFans.
Like, oh, you have?
Yeah. I mean, if you're struggling, do some OnlyFans.
Not even like do Uber or Lyft.
Is it like that one show? Did you guys watch Euphoria?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know how, what's her name? Kat? She was doing like those videos to like make money. Is it like that?
Yeah. Kind of. But I think that was more like with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So they were sending her like Bitcoin and stuff.
And this one is how?
Like they Venmo you.
It's the same thing.
Well, I mean, it's still money.
It's the same thing.
It's practically the same
concept.
Uh-huh. But yeah, this one like.
How you know about this website? That's what I want to know.
Let's look up Miss Juicy Baby. I'm curious now.
Ooh, I just put myself on blast.
It's a real user.
That's fine.
Was it three wise or four?
You just got to pay that subscription fee.
to
see the content.
And, wait, did they tell you what to do and stuff? Or you just,
no, you just post whatever you want to post.
Damn, we better get money for this. You're hella advertising them right now.
Well, I'm just saying.
Also, can you guys look at my microbladed eyebrows? I'm plugging this girl right here, Drop Dead beauty studios. Look at my eyebrows there.
This girl wants free micro, please.
This is like...
I do. I'm promoting you, Ariel girl. Please schedule your appointment. She's in Castro Valley. She's amazing.
Let's start dropping stuff that we want for free. So
okay. Support me.
I'm like, could we start the podcast now? Yes.
Welcome. Hi.
Hella commercials.
So we've been gone for a long time, and even today it took a long time to get going.
Yes, and we're kind of rusty.
Because we sacrificed everything. Like, we risked our lives to record today. Hella dramatic.
It was sabotage. a competitor.
Yeah, a certain competitor kept our memory card, and we had to go walking at night to CBS to get a new one.
We did.
No, but I'm happy we're back.
Same here. And we're happy to, to record again. And Chismen Bell's here.
It's Ratchabelle.
I'm
done with Chismen. It gives me in trouble.
Girl, this is a Chismen podcast.
Oh, is this a safe space?
This is a safe Chismen space.
Say no more, yes. Fam. Say no more. I've been waiting to unleash.
Yes.
So let's get started with this. So we were talking about getting sued and stuff for copyrighted stuff, mm-hmm. and trademarked stuff and all that stuff. So did you guys hear about Kylie Jenner? I mean, singing that song, Rise and Shine.
Can you give us a snippet of it, Annabelle? I don't know it.
Rise and Shine.
Before, is that really it?
That's it's literally like 3 seconds.
Yeah, that's all she says pretty much. Yeah.
And she's getting, like, she's a billionaire.
Rise and Shine.
Yeah. There's a vibrato there.
They're like, even if they know they can't stand the chance because she wants to avoid court and she wants to avoid lawyers, she's just going to settle.
Oh, yeah. You just want
to get a quick buck. Kylie.
She's trying. What she's trying to do is trademark.
Oh, what?
Oh, she's trying
I'm hella confused. I thought she sang it and they were suing her for it.
No. She's trying to trademark the Rise and Shine.
They've been making like remixes and stuff out of it.
Yeah. But what she wants to do is pretty much put it on clothes, purses, belts, kind of like just the Rise and Shine.
It makes sense.
You
made it popular.
But what?
So
my question to you guys is this. Because obviously we know Cardi B was trying to trademark Ocur. And, you know, like a bunch of people want to trademark just almost everything, anything.
Remember Paris Hilton is hella old school. That's hot. She wanted to trademark that.
Well, if that's the case, I'm trademarking a lot.
Yeah. Well, and I guess my question is, like, how far or what could be trademarked? Like, pretty soon we're going to run out of shit to say because everything's going to be trademarked. Like, we're not going to be able to say anything.
Can't even talk.
Like, Kylie was trying to trademark the name Kylie as well, or trademark it. And then Kylie Minogue had to... counter sue her because
her name is like, why?
Because her name's Kylie too, you know, and she was out there first using obviously. So it, you know, I mean, there's things I guess you could trademark, but there's things that I don't agree. What are you guys' thoughts?
I don't agree with this one just because it's a saying that's been around for hella long, Rise and Shine.
It's literally been on shirts before, like at Walmart.
Yeah.
Like
PJs.
A little sun, like hella smiling. Hella smiley face.
Yeah, so then is Kylie going to get a cut of that? Is she, you know?
I mean, if she does trademark it and people use it, yes.
Like, girl, you got enough money.
Yeah.
Leave some for the rest of us.
It's like...
You're just becoming money hungry at that point.
Yeah, and that's pretty much...
like using it to like...
boost themselves.
Yeah, exactly. She already has like the clout. She already has the money. So like, why? For what?
Yeah.
Oh, controversial other thing that somebody was trying to copyright was LeBron James.
I heard about this.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. No, you can't do that.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about that? It's like we're already like, mm-mm.
Well, first of all...
controversial button.
What is it? I don't know.
I mean, how could you, like you were saying about Rise and Shine, how could you trademark or copyright something that's been around?
Yeah.
For, I mean, everybody uses Taco Tuesday. And just, you know, now you want to copyright
every Mexican restaurant like in the world exactly. uses Taco exactly. Tuesday.
I always thought like copywriting things, it had to be original. Like to do it.
Well, nowadays it's pretty much whoever gets to it first.
That's or popularizes it. Yeah, or yeah, gets to it first. Yeah. But that makes no sense. Like
it doesn't.
Okay, so we gotta think of stuff that we need to copyright.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like websites. You can just, you know, purchase a domain and then just that's your website. And then
because if somebody puts it on your on their shirt or on their website, you could get money from them.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so. Similar, not the same. You're right.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't agree. These people need to get a seat.
Well, do you guys remember when they made those, those shirts that said Beyonce and it had Beyonce? Oh, like yeah, Beyonce, yeah. And Beyonce like sued because it sounded too much like Beyonce.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, well,
like, what do you guys feel about that?
No.
Beyonce could do no wrong.
Girl, they gonna come after you.
Hi, Beyonce.
No, I mean, she's human, so she could do wrong, but.
Nope. Ooh, did y'all hear that beehive?
You keep trying to get this beehive on me. Stop. Poor bees are about to be extinct, ooh. And you're putting them to work even more.
He's gonna get
hacked. We are not associated with this bee killer, bee exterminator over here.
I love the
bees. No, I'm not exterminating. What I'm saying is, y'all didn't hear me right.
I said what I meant.
I said that leave the bees alone. They got enough work, girl. Just because it sounded like her name, I don't think that's something else that's like doesn't make sense.
Right.
Again. Something else with Beyonce. She's actually in litigation with a party planner because this party planner has a like a party planning business. Mm-hmm. And it's called Ivy Events or Ivy something.
Is it called Blue Ivy Events?
Blue Ivy. I think it's called Blue Ivy. And but this person has had this business for a while. Mm. And now Beyonce's trying to sue her. So she could stop using that name. And it's like, girl,
well, she got to it first.
How many Blue Ivies are they there? Like, there's more, you know? And it's like, it's getting ridiculous. And like, Beyonce, really, does she need money? You know? And I think it's more than money. It's also, I get it. They want to build their legacy because you know how the West, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, they're trying to copyright their kids' names as well. So, that kind of stuff is just getting ridiculous.
I don't know. It's eye just roll. Too much. Yeah.
You can't see it. Eye roll. Heavy it's eye roll.
They get to a certain point where they're so famous and they're so rich that they lose touch with reality. And this stuff is like normal to them. Like to us, it seems like crazy. But to them, it's like, oh, yeah. Like
the lawyers involved with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they got money mm-hmm. for lawyers.
Well, wait until we get some natural disasters. That money ain't going to help you. You got to survive on your own.
They probably have a bunker.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna survive. We're the ones gonna be screwed. They're gonna get sent to Mars.
Shake them up. Shake their money.
If we rebel against the rich, you know how people are always like, eat the rich, like kill the rich, like they're just gonna fly on their ship to Mars.
Mm-hmm. Like
my
peasants.
Yep, that's true. But whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Down with the rich. No, I'm
kidding. No. Well, I mean, whatever with these people trademarking everything, what can we do? They got the money, we don't.
And speaking of trademarking, I wanted Ratchet Bell to sing this song too, because I don't want to be sued.
Okay.
Selena came out with a diss song. For JB. Wait, did I miss something?
No, you're fine. Okay. What I was going to ask is, you really think it's a diss song?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one that we were just listening to?
Yeah, and you know the lyrics. Oh,
she's just hurting.
Do you think that's a diss song?
Yeah.
Do you think it's about Justin?
I need to lose you to find
definitely.
Either that think? Or it's more like a self-finding, like she found herself away from him. But she can relate like to a toxic relationship.
Yeah,
you know?
She said you burn like my forest or something. Like, girl, that has too many.
Girl. Get that not checked.
That foreign.
Versus Brandon. I think that's a diss.
No, I think she
should. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I think she.
Where's that lumberjack been?
I think she should see a doctor. That might be syphilis. If you ask me.
No, it's.
Or gonorrhea, metaphor. Whichever one is the one that burned.
Sister, you know.
I'm just saying, shouldn't be burning that forest.
He learned it in health class.
That forest should not be burning, guys. If it's burning, go see a doctor.
It's metaphorical. It means he left his her life in shambles, right?
In shambles.
Her emotions.
Okay, girl.
And she also says, you sang off-key in my chorus.
Oh, yeah. She's saying, you can't sing.
You can't sing. But she says, because it wasn't yours. Like, it was in your song, so you didn't care. I don't know. It's a diss.
How long have they not been together?
Well, they were off and on for a while.
For years.
But how long have they, like, officially, like, been
done? I don't know what she says in the song. What? She says, you replaced us in 2 months.
Yes, I did hear that part.
I still hear two moons. 2 months have passed since you
played. Can you sing us a snippet of the song?
That's because she got her teeth done.
Let Ratchet
so now.
Bill sing.
Me. That's all I remember right now.
No, you don't. Shut up. We watched the video and she was singing it the whole time.
She needs more wine. She needs another spritzer.
A white wine spritzer. We're drinking white wine spritzers like classy ladies.
So classy. You guys should see them, guys. They're so classy.
Hands are all folded.
I don't know. To be honest, I think she's over Justin.
I mean, you're singing a hurtful song. You're not over somebody. Yeah.
But I don't think it's about him.
Oh,
I just think it's
I know it's about him.
It's just it is about him.
You think
she's
so?
Never had,
I'm
like,
sure.
Another
you sang on my song? Like, who else sang on her song? Like a guy that she's singing hated. To.
The Weeknd? No?
No. I think no.
She broke The Weeknd's heart.
She did.
He was it's ready cute. To give her a... What was the thing that she got donated?
Burning forest.
A kidney?
The burning forest?
No, she got, a kidney.
Oh, was he really going to give that to her?
That's what I heard.
I don't believe
that
it.
That was love.
Didn't she give it to her?
Francia gave it to her.
Her friend gave it to her.
Oh, her friend gave it to her.
Which, fun fact, is El Cucuy's daughter. You remember Cucuy?
What? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, girl. Francia.
Her best
girl?
Friend, Selena Gomez's Cucuy. Best friend, the one that gave her
right?
the kidney.
Right? Am I tripping?
No. I don't
fact
know.
Fact checkers.
I've never heard about this, but you might be lying. But that's,
I might be.
But that's how gossip starts, so it's fine.
No, it's true. El Cucuy de la Mañana is her dad.
Yeah, it is?
Yeah.
I mean, he is?
Yeah.
That's a fun fact.
Fun fact.
I didn't know.
Well, yeah, she gave her kidney, I guess?
Yeah. I guess, yeah, because what else can you
Selena.
Give?
To Selena. I don't know.
You lung? Can't give another.
Yeah, you can't give both. Because you're hot and very generous.
Yeah, I think it was the kidney.
That was really nice.
That was nice. Yeah. Would you give your best friend a kidney?
I would.
I'm like, as he's staring her down her eyes.
No, I'm like, would you give your best friend a kidney?
He said that he did his attitude face at me. I had to say yes.
I said, Miss Juicy Baby.
I was like, yes.
Yes, she she's over here like, she's like, no, I'm lying.
Looking down
of course.
Yeah, I mean, we have two for a reason. And you can live with only one.
I feel like Sista wouldn't give her kidney away, though.
Because it's damaged. That's
yeah, you
why.
Don't want this kidney.
Girl, you don't want this kidney. It's been through a lot.
It's still going through a lot. I can't keep up with him.
You know, when you're in your early 20s and you can still party.
How long was that ago?
Oh, you shade. Shade. Anyways, did you see the video for Selena Gomez too? She got her teeth done, so she got like veneers or whatever. What do you guys think about that?
I don't know. I don't really like the look of the veneers. I know they look really perfect and white, so people like that and kind of like the overbite. But I personally don't like it. Like I like it when people have imperfections in their teeth.
I liked her teeth before. I didn't see
anything
me
too.
Wrong with them.
So, yeah,
but maybe she had her own insecurities. I get it.
People look like beavers.
Justin Bieber's Great jokes.
No.
10 out of 10.
Where's Oscar's dad joke button?
Yeah, no. But
let's
seriously.
Press a random button, see what happens.
I can't hear it.
You're calling me a clown.
Clown music, yeah.
Damn it, I can't. Oh. By the way, I don't have headphones, so I can't hear anything. I'm winging it, guys. I'm sorry if I'm loud.
Yeah, I mean, me later. But some people do look good with. There's very few people that I think look good with the veneers.
You can always tell they're fake.
Oh yeah, you can always tell.
Arties look good.
I don't like them, and then they shave your actual tooth down.
Yeah.
So if you ever lose one, it looks like a butter-colored nub.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I used to work at a dentist. I've seen them.
I hate nubs.
Butter-colored nub. I'm gonna use that. Yeah, I hate butter-colored nub.
Just the word a nub. That sounds terrible.
Nobody wants.
Nobody wants a nub.
Nobody wants a butter-colored nub.
Ew.
Press another button. No. Good job. Oh, no, they're going to know we're using their board.
No, we have the same sounds.
But shh, who said that? You said that? And, So, did you hear the other song for Selena Gomez, though, the faster-paced one?
I saw you posted it.
So it's a same song but faster paced?
No, it's a different song, but it's more like pop, like more like
you know. Did you like it?
I heard like little snippets.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
I don't know either. But it sounded good.
And then she released a video for that one too. It looks like more happy, upbeat.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it.
So you guys have to check it out. But she looks really good.
What do you think about the song that Hailey Bieber posted after I'll Kill You on Instagram? Do you think it was aimed at Selena?
I kill you.
Think it was a response?
Hailey
like,
does
don't fuck
look
with my man.
Well, Hailey does you look mess evil. With my man. Well, I don't be the one to break it to you. Yeah.
That was a diss song.
That was.
Bring that back.
Nivea was the shit. Laundromat was the CD.
Laundromat.
CD.
CD.
Yeah, sister, ya te.
I didn't say cassette tape. They still
He's
sell.
Like, I was five.
I was a baby.
I was five at Rasputin trying to buy the Nivea CD.
It's still there.
It is still there. I don't know who goes in there, but it's still there.
A bunch of people still do. But I don't know if it's Hailey does look like an evil bitch.
I think so too.
And there's you know what I heard?
Yeah.
That she was obsessed with Selena Gomez.
She was obsessed with both of them.
Before she even like she would stalk her and she would do all this stuff. So it is kind of creepy, like
Yeah. And then there's like a rumor that she's not really like in it for Justin. I mean, like, she always had, like, a crush on him and liked them, but they said that his people really made it happen because they wanted him to be stable and, like, keep making music and make money.
Yeah, he's still not stable.
Oh, no, you can tell. Like, you've seen, I don't know if you've seen videos like him with fans, but he looks all drugged out sometimes. Yeah. I feel bad for him, honestly. You know, he's kind of been a douche to our girl, Selena. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're Team Selena,
hurt
right?
Hurt people.
I don't know about sister. Sister's like, why? Right?
No, I like Selena Gomez. She's cool.
I said, he might be Team Hailey. I don't
know. No, fuck Hailey. I don't like her. She looks evil and she just has
a negative aura.
She does have a very negative aura. And you know, sister and I.
Sister are psychic. We sense these things.
We're empaths.
We're empaths, yes.
Yes, we're empaths. You know? We be knowing how people feel and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she feels bad. She feels negative.
She feels negative on TV.
On TV. I don't know if it was meant for her. Like all these, you know, I think sometimes we jump to assumptions. Like we just try to create our own.
It's actually a really good song. Maybe she was just putting it out there because it's a really good song. It's Summer
Walker.
Or it
could all be publicity sense. Like, that's these true. People have people. Yeah. Who have people.
Like, it could be true.
They know how to do a storyline. Mm-hmm. They know how to keep people hooked.
Exactly.
You know, Kardashians, they're geniuses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
I hate them, geniuses.
Going back to that, just speaking about that, do you think that the Kylie-Travis Scott breakup was real?
I don't know.
Because they supposedly broke up right before his like new song dropped, like that week.
I didn't even know they were broken up.
Was it real or was it Kris Jenner?
It's always Kris Jenner.
What was that saying that you said?
The devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder.
Exactly. That woman.
I admire her work ethic. She has earned every cent she has.
She has sacrificed all her kids, but she is on the top.
I think she makes more money than all of them.
Really?
She takes a cut from all of them.
She takes a cut from all of them.
She's not a billionaire, though, right?
You don't know that?
No. She's like, Kylie's my kid. I'm a billionaire through her.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If she needs anything, she's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, any of her kids. But,
What?
Yeah, Rob is a mess.
He has socks.
No, he actually sold them to Kris Jenner.
Brand, right?
Well, I know he sold them to Kris Jenner when Black China was like suing him.
Oh, that's smart.
So she wouldn't. And Kris, you know, Kris.
She probably came up with the whole plan. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kris is a fucking puppet master. That's what she is.
I admire her.
Really?
I do.
I'm scared of her.
I'm scared. I think that's why. It's like I'm frightened of her, but I also admire her.
You, yeah, they say
like,
that.
I respect you because I fear you. Yeah,
exactly.
That happens a lot. You admire things or people that.
I'm like that at work. The scariest people, I'm like, oh,
sister,
I look
you
up
mean
to
at
you.
Work?
Yeah.
They,
no, not me,
they look
girl.
Up. They look up to you. No. Oh, sister.
I'm an empath.
She's over here whipping people into shape like.
What kind of job you think I'll work? Get it?
Oh, not a dominatrix.
What was that you're talking about?
You're not an OnlyFans sister.
No messes. You're gonna get me fired.
Sister's one of the nicest people, y'all. That's why this is funny.
She's dropping her monocle over here.
Clutching my pearls.
She's probably over there doing all the people's work that she's supervising.
Like, don't worry, go home. Yeah,
you can go home early. So let's go on to our next little topic. So Fast and the Furious. I mean, that franchise has been...
What are we on, like 12, 13?
9. And guess who is supposedly going to join the cast?
Let's have Ratchet Bell guess.
Yeah, Ratchet Bell guess.
Because I saw it already.
Guess.
Becky G.
No.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That is
actually.
A good guess.
That's a good guess.
That would be actually okay if Becky G.
Okay, you're close, right? Because it's a female performer.
It's a female Latin...
Latina.
Performer.
Latinx.
Cardi?
Latinx. Cardi?
Is it Cardi?
It's Cardi.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
Oh, I saw Cardi at work today. It was amazing. I saw her.
Oh, yeah, I did see your post.
What?
It was like a painting of her, right?
It looked like her. It was like a student portrait. It looked like just like Cardi. I was like, Cardi,
that's how she sees herself.
I am Cardi.
Inside this.
She is what Cardi B.
Yeah, so she's supposedly joining.
But is she starring? Because, I mean, like Hustlers, appearing. I thought she was going to be like a major player.
Did you guys watch Hustlers?
No. But I heard she barely came out in it. That's because Hab hasn't wanted to go.
His girl J-Lo was on it, and he didn't want to go see it?
No.
What?
We went to watch Joker. I thought I was going to get shot. Really good. We risked our lives going to watch Joker.
Sister, you've been risking your life too long.
We have. It was good. It was really good. Yeah.
Well, I haven't watched Hustlers either.
Oh, boy.
You're over here
He's over here
us.
Shaming me. He's over here J-Lo shaming me.
How dare you? That's the worst.
I know I'm a J-Lo fan.
Because you guys are J-Lo fans.
Don't call me a J-Lo fake fan.
You a bandwagon fan.
Damn.
No, I'm just kidding.
Girl, I've made her money, okay?
Yes, you have.
I bought her clothes, like her music, anything J-Lo put out, I was like buying.
So yeah, I don't know if she's like starring in this.
Not Fast and Furious, for sure. It's too big of a franchise for her to be starring in it.
But
I see her like appearing in a few scenes, maybe.
Well, I have kind of an opposite thought about it, because I feel like Fast and the Furious, that's like a dying franchise. Like,
she's
nobody.
She's not going to bring it back to life.
No, she's not. So that's what I'm saying. She's hot. Why is she doing these like roles that are not.
Because she's going to make money. They're going to pay her.
It's easy money.
She's no, like but a Kris Jenner, too. She'll do whatever. She's smart. She Cardi is smart. Smart.
You're going to do whatever?
Ever.
Yeah, girl, she does Pepsi commercials. She does Reebok.
But see, those make
send
more sense.
Send me some Reeboks.
Yeah, send me some Reeboks. I support you guys.
Shoes are so comfortable. I don't need Yeezys. I need Reebies.
Reebies? That sounds gross.
All right, yeah.
They're heavy Reebies.
All they're going to send you is stickers. Reebok stickers.
For her car.
That's all you guys are going to get. No, I just wish she was, like, taking her acting more seriously and doing better roles. It's not too soon.
She's trying to make her money.
But she's not an actress either.
She wasn't a rapper either. That's all fabricated.
I don't know. She doesn't write her shit. But acting is different, girl. Acting is different.
Cardi's a hustler. She's going to do whatever makes her money. Noelle,
do you want to put your input in this? I hear him over here. What? I just didn't want to say it. He's over here. He has strong opinions, but he doesn't want to voice them. We need to get him high next time or something. Yes.
He'll fall asleep.
He's gonna hear snoring on it.
We got tea.
Somebody
that shall remain nameless.
That's your husband.
Got kicked out on Saturday home. From the club because they fell asleep.
Old almost. Asses.
Almost got kicked out.
Well, he was really high.
Not me. I was dancing and twerking and bopping and dipping and doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Sister.
Shoot, I was living my life.
That like, was an evil laugh, Noel.
Like Mary J. Blige.
And the next day, sister was being a diva in the morning.
No.
In my shirt. Where's my iced coffee?
Iced latte.
Iced latte, obviously.
You're so demanding in the morning.
No, don't believe the lies, guys.
He wakes up, he's like, ¿y mi café?
Pues quería cafecito.
We could hear him yelling across the house.
No, I was like, hello, mumbling on the way. Yes, dear.
Yes, baby. Dear.
Don't drink.
You know why I'm here.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid, guys. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Unless it's grape flavored, it is delicious.
Drink the Kool-Aid. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Kool-Aid. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Kool-Aid. Drink, drink, drink.
But yeah, I don't know. Cardi B.
I don't know.
And you know, she was on reality TV on Love and Hip Hop before she.
Oh, yeah. That's how she started, right?
Yeah. So I don't know.
She started with her own following on Instagram first. She
yeah, had a before.
Oh, really? Following.
Mm-hmm.
She was yeah. an IG
and they
model.
Saw that, and that's why they put her on Love and Hip
Hop. She was an influencer.
She's smart. She used social media the right way. And she turned it around. I respect her.
Yeah, me too.
She can be a little ditzy and, you know, not the
her hustle.
Ratchet. But
I don't know.
She's
I
doing her thing.
Her.
Yeah, you have to respect her hustle.
Yeah.
Like, that's for sure.
Even, like, from her stripping days, like, they talked to this stripper who hates her, by the way, hates Cardi B now. But she says she hella tried to get into the best strip club. And, like, she just talks about it, how she, like, went after it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, it, I mean, that's not easy her. Either. You think, oh, it's a stripper. Like, whatever. People are very dismissive. But she got into the best strip club. Yay, Cardi.
Yay, Cardi.
Yay.
That was her first step to success.
Yeah.
Okay. I am here for it.
Maybe we should go strip.
Everybody has their own journey.
Yeah, don't push me.
I'm just saying.
Sister trying to put us in strip clubs and do fucking webcams or whatever that was.
Hey, webcam.
I will go to a fully clothed strip club. I'm all for it.
Fully clothed?
Yes.
I've never
That's
been to a...
That's just a club, right? Like, you just dance up on the...
I could take off right? a scarf.
I've never been to a strip club. Have you guys?
I have.
Yeah.
When I was like 18 because I couldn't do anything.
Have you?
I don't think I have,
I've never
actually.
Been. No. That was not a strip club.
That was just people stripping. That was like a peep.
That was like a peep show.
Isn't that That's the same worse. Thing?
No, like the guys were just like dancing on
they
the bar.
Did they get fully naked?
No.
Oh.
So they
like
just
go-go dancers?
It's like go-go dancers, but they would let you like peep.
Oh, like inside?
Yeah, like they
Do
would
you
like
have to put like a quarter in and No.
They're not robots.
The window opens and then it closes.
Ooh, look, at, look, how do you know about peep show, sister?
I watch Pose. No. that.
Mm-hmm. We all start somewhere, right?
I read about it in a book.
Y'all heard this, T? Miss Juicy Baby. Miss Juicy Baby. Look at sister over
okay,
there.
Okay, well, I guess we haven't been to strip clubs.
We should make that a field trip.
I have, no. And they are no. Hella ratchet.
It's a waste of money, in my opinion.
I wouldn't give girls money.
But we're not necessarily talking about girls strip
clubs. I go to a guy one.
But you're wasting your money on that?
Like $5, girl.
We all know Oscar reuses money.
Should we tell that story?
Wonderland with the tea party.
Tea.
Yeah, I could spill the tea. Go for it.
So it was sister's bachelorette party. The bag's out. The husband knows.
The cat's out the bag.
Everybody knows. I tell this story to everybody.
Do they know the full details? I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
they about to. So we hired a stripper in Napa because, you know, classy.
Ratchetville hired a stripper. Yes, in Napa.
Because why not? Why not? And this guy, Maricela, she gave us a heads up. She's like, he's kind of weird. She had him in a separate room to like reveal him, and she was like, he's sweating a lot. He's very nervous.
Mm-hmm. What'd she do to him?
He came in and he just looked jacked. So he was probably on something.
Meth.
Yeah, he was on meth.
No, he was not. Sister, you think everybody's on meth?
No, he was on meth. Legit.
He was probably on coke.
Oh, okay. That makes it better.
Because when he took off his shoe. No, this is a big thing.
It's a hardcore
He took off his shoe and he had a hole in his sock. And that was the first sign that it was going to be a long night.
Wait, you think Cardi B never had holes in her medias?
Not when she was performing.
I bet you she did.
It was like a record scratch.
And then time stopped. He's like, it was at that moment we realized
we had made a huge mistake.
Okay, high maintenance.
We're giving like
you're paying this fool to do, you know, look his best.
He was gonna take
gonna
the sock
all
off.
Coked out with a hole in his sock.
Yeah, that's true.
He got harassed, not by the girls.
Anyway, so he was
dancing.
Well, he comes out with the hole in his shoe, and then he starts dancing and stuff, right?
Yeah. And then Oscar's, you know, we're all giving him money, and while the stripper's not looking, he's recycling, taking the money out of the stripper's bag and reusing it.
And the guy was so coked out, he didn't even notice.
He didn't even notice. He was
thought he was making hella money over and over.
And he was loving it. He's like, I'm making hella money.
He thought he was making money moves.
Yes. And he got injured.
Yeah.
But luckily there was a vet tech.
Long story short, cut his hand on his own handcuffs.
Thank you, Liz, for saving the day.
Was bleeding all over the place. It turned into like the hangover. Like,
well, we kept him for like what, 3 hours?
We spent an hour like healing him, performing minor surgery,
making
in
sure
the bathroom.
He didn't get an infection in his
hand. Yeah, Liz was being thorough.
Oh, that was a mess.
You guys should be happy there was something for everybody. There was toes, there was blood.
Tap, tap, tap.
There was cocaine.
There was teabagging.
Ooh, child. All I know is he got bamboozled.
He sure did. He got injured and he didn't get money.
Mm-hmm. And then we sent him on his happy little way.
Sorry, Tommy Guns.
Fun fact,
I didn't want a stripper, okay? This is what happened.
Oh, yeah. Erica kept running away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she did.
He'd catch her.
Jesus.
It was like a little buddy after her. She was like, guys.
And we're just laughing.
Trying to open the door.
Yeah, she literally went to the door. He like pulled her and rolled her off.
Oh, I'm cutting that shit out.
No, we're leaving it in. I recorded it on my phone. I've been recording this whole time.
Ooh. And that is the PG-13 version.
Oh, I gotta cut out hella stuff to make it PG-13.
Yeah, you don't want the real story.
We're gonna bleep out like cocaine, bleep out Noel's in the background. What he's saying.
I don't think you could hear what he says.
I think you could hear it.
You think so?
It's fine. We'll leave
it. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
But that was like, it's memorable, and that's what a bachelorette.
It was a perfect group for that to happen to.
Yeah.
If it would have been any other group, I think he would have freaked out. They would have freaked out, and it would have been a mess. We loved it. Yeah. I was cracking up the whole time.
It's super memorable. It's like the most memorable.
Yeah.
Rolling. I'm cutting this shit out.
Sister, they're putting you on.
Yeah, she will like crawl and then start rolling.
Good thing I wore shorts. Shit.
Sister, they're gonna serve you with divorce papers tomorrow.
She would close her eyes and just look for an escape.
Oh, man. You guys did not respect my wishes.
You sure did it. And I'm so happy
I
did it.
You know, I was like, let's go to Napa. You know, what can happen in Napa?
It's going
to
be classy.
They're going to find those strippers out there. They found a fucking stripper out there.
A coked-out stripper.
A coked-out stripper with a hole in his sock.
I don't know who he picked.
Yeah. Oh, we can't be saying that, girl. These people are all married.
Oh, we're going to bleep them out in the editing.
No, we don't know how to do that.
I can do it. We just make it go really low.
People were picked up.
People well, we need to give up. People nicknames because...
People got picked up.
I got picked up. I ain't gonna lie. You Superman that.
I didn't get picked up. I was just
sister wanted to get picked up.
No.
Sister wanted to get picked up.
I was supervising. I was supervising.
It was collecting.
You were recycling. Yeah.
It was like that machine, you know, that they put you in with the dollars flying all over. That was me grabbing all the dollars.
Stuck behind the stripper.
They're all crumpled up.
You know me. We got a hustler, hustler.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was.
I don't even know where that came from. Oh, Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's move on to our next thing. This next one is... something else. So let me ask y'all a question.
Uh-oh. What? Party's over.
Oh, can we ask Ham?
Maybe. He might refuse to answer, but... So do you think that sucking dick makes you gay?
Like, and that's my cue to leave.
He said it as Ham was coming in through the door.
He's like, he paused at the door. He's like, do I really want to walk into this?
Hey, Hab.
Hey, Hab. We have the perfect question for
saboteur.
You. So, yeah, do you think that sucking dick makes you gay?
If you're a guy? Good. I don't think I'm gay.
Good point. Good point. Good point. Good point. Good point. Good point.
Girl.
Yeah, if you're
I don't believe I'm gay, but
if you're a guy. If you're a guy.
Sorry, bro.
Hey, don't come out of your room.
Stay in your nerd cave.
Don't come out of the nerd cave, whatever you do. Not safe for Hab. NSFH.
Yeah, not suitable for Hab.
Not suitable for Hab.
So, yeah, answer my question, guys.
Well, do they enjoy it, or is it for, like... It depends, like, are you doing it for pleasure, for work, like, what...
No, just say somebody just...
Well, like, some, well, there's some guys, there's straight guys do, like, gay porn.
Yeah, because it pays
work,
more. Okay.
They don't consider themselves gay.
So, yeah, you're bringing good points. What do you think, sister? You agree?
I think if they do it professionally.
Yeah, they're sex workers.
OMG. The way you said it, too, so serious. Like, I think that... No, okay, well, and the reason that I bring this up is because you guys know R&B singer Tank? Yeah. So he was recently in a podcast with
he was on a show.
Angela Lee. Yeah. It's and then she has a podcast called Lip Service, I believe it is. And he was like a guest on there and they were talking about honesty. And Angela was saying how if you lie once, you are a liar. Mm-hmm. You know, which makes sense, right? Like you lie and you're a liar. Someone will pretty much say you're a liar if you lie to them, even if it's once.
I don't think that's necessarily true, but I see some people who can be that
way. Who can think that way or whatever.
It's people who see things very black and white. Other people see things as gray. It really just depends on the person.
Exactly.
If somebody lies to me once, I don't consider them a liar for life. I think, like, you lied, you messed up. Okay, yeah. Let's work for
that. I mean, you could change that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, Tank kind of brings up the whole...
If you suck dick...
if you suck dick, that doesn't necessarily make you gay. You know, and he was talking about how
they got into how many times, like.
Well, the thing is, and you know, and he brings a lot of good points.
Does he really though?
Yes, he really does, because what it is he was saying that people should be able to explore their, if they're curious, you know, and if you're curious, you should be able to explore it without having that.
Okay.
Title of
so
like
maybe you know, it makes you bite curious, not necessarily.
So you're you know curious and you want to experiment and you should be able to, and that doesn't necessarily make you. You shouldn't have that label like, oh, you're gay.
Okay.
You know, because
that's pretty woke.
You want to know. I mean,
well, yeah. How do you know unless you try it?
Exactly. You know, like if how do you know you like you heard that have? How do you know? How do you know if you haven't tried it?
You can't say that.
You can't say that unless you've tried it.
Ow.
Ow.
Ow. Miss Juicy Baby. So, he was saying that. He's kind of saying how he's done construction work. That doesn't necessarily make him a construction. Well,
that automatically makes him gay because he's in the YMCA.
But you know, like they were talking about that, so that was kind of interesting to me, because at first when I first read the headline I was like, okay, yeah, when you suck dick, like, you know, you're gonna be some type of gay.
I wonder what my neighbors think right now.
Are they listening?
I'm sure the door's open.
Do y'all want to join the conversation?
We need to take a poll.
Ham. Door.
If y'all don't want to hear, shut your windows.
It's 9 p.m.
Maybe I'll get some offers when I come out here. They'll be like, I heard.
What's account called again? The site you were talking about.
Yeah, OnlyFans?
Yeah, they're like, what's your OnlyFans account? Oh, yeah.
I need some fans. I need some followers. I need to pay my rent by the end of this month. But yeah, you know, at first I was like, yeah, it does. You know, like in order for you to want to do that, then yeah, like you're gay. But then the points he was making made me think even further. And I was like, you know, that's right. Someone that's curious shouldn't have to deal with that and like just say, oh, what if they try it and they don't like it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But then again, I do know a lot of gay guys that don't like sucking dick. But they are gay.
Every time Ham walks into the room.
Fucking dick.
His face just turned right around and left.
Yeah, he does the Grandpa Simpson every time
we
say it.
Mira, le gustó because he's still out here. Le gustó.
He's still coming.
Le gustó algo. Al nene. Al nene. Le gustó el salchichón.
Or like another example is the Ozuna. Remember the whole big issue about him doing like gay porn before, but he doesn't consider himself gay.
Yeah. And then on top of that, it's like, you know, I feel we're way beyond labels. Like somebody doesn't need to fit into a label or a box or anything like that. Like if you don't want to call yourself gay for whatever reason.
Gay tendencies.
Gayish.
Gayish, maybe.
You're gayish. You're gay when you want to be.
You know what? In this day and age, you could be whatever you want to be. If you don't consider yourself gay, don't be gay. You could suck all the dick you want and still be considered.
It could be an occasional craving. I don't know.
Who knows? Like Jack in the Box. I don't know.
They do have good tacos there.
Gym boys, though.
I don't know.
Hey, y'all were complaining in the beginning.
Yeah. But yeah, that was kind of like an interesting thing to me that I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
It actually opens up a very interesting conversation. I thought it was more clear cut when you first mentioned it.
Right, when you first see it.
Yeah,
Like, yeah, obviously, why would you want to like suck a dick?
Yeah.
If you're straight.
Yeah, and then he goes into it like twice or more.
Yeah.
Rest of your life.
Like, when does it end?
Well, you know, sometimes you don't get the full tasting in the first try. So it's like a restaurant. Sometimes you're like, the first time wasn't like all that. You know, maybe I have to try another entree because the first entree wasn't all that.
Is a ball an entree?
Is
that an
appetizer? That's an appetizer, girl.
Meatball.
Or dessert.
I'm gonna go with ham.
All set.
You'll hang out with the nerd cave.
No, it's a gnat.
Yeah,
save it for the sex podcast, guys.
No.
Late night podcast coming soon.
Late night, yes.
What's the podcast called?
But yeah, well, enough of that.
What?
They're over here. Coming soon. They're promoting their sex talk or whatever, late night talk. So moving on to our next thing. Have you guys seen all the changes happening on Instagram? Like, they're recently saying that they're banning filters depicting cosmetic surgery.
Oh, I saw that. There's one that my friend posted that it made her lips look like she had injectables.
Mm-hmm.
Look cute. And I was like, ooh. Want it. Doing it.
Yeah, so they're going to start banning.
They just put it out.
Yeah, well, I guess they're saying that it incites, you know, people to get plastic surgery, and they just want the well-being of people.
They post and Trump everywhere. He incites him. They still post him everywhere.
I mean, true, but I mean, I could see their point. But do you guys think they should be shielding us, protecting us from all this?
I don't think it's a responsibility to shield us and.
That's a parent's responsibility. Like if you want to protect your kid, you watch.
Or if you're an adult, like you're an adult, you're using it, and you're like, oh, it looks cute. Get it done. Like, who cares?
Do your best life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's exactly what you were saying. That's kind of what came through my mind. I was like, okay, you know, I think that's great that they're trying to do this. But I feel like ultimately what we need to understand is that maybe we need to get better with our parenting. Mm-hmm. And raising.
Oh, is it because of kids? Is that why?
Well, not just kids, but you know, sometimes you grow up as an adult with all these issues.
Even like us, like we grew up with like expectations of beauty that were not realistic.
We grew up with blue eyeshadow and red lipstick.
No, but like and we people, survived. There's really beautiful like models and stuff and actresses. So it's like.
Well, what I'm saying though is we grew up with that, but we were taught how to handle it and how to process it and how to.
Were we though?
I feel like somewhere because we're not.
We don't us personally, us but personally. There's people that develop eating disorders. You know, there's people that develop obsessions with surgery before all this.
Yes.
But then again, is that the media's fault or is that
that's what I'm saying? It's issue? Like it's I but don't think
you can't blame everything on the media. You can't blame like no. Like gun violence, they want to blame it on video games. They want to like Kylie Jenner and the Jenner family, they want to blame them for like self-confidence issues that girls have. Like that's not their problem. Cardi even spoke out on it one interview because they're saying like, oh, the way you sing and rap, it's really like affecting my granddaughter, is teaching her bad things. She's like, I'm not her parent.
Right.
Yeah. That's not my job. I didn't do this to be a role model. You should watch your kids and teach them right from wrong.
I mean, if you want to do that yourself and be a role model and be seen that way, then that's fine. That's up to you to make that decision. But yeah, I don't think people should necessarily be forced.
The problem with society is people idolize these celebrities so much. Like they literally feel like they know them. And it's like, they don't, no offense, they don't give a shit about you. They're making their money, they don't. But you idolize them and you want to do everything for them. Mm-hmm. And then you obsess about them and then you want to look like them. And it's like, you need to find yourself, bro.
And yeah, and it's, I mean, I feel like it starts at home. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, not everybody has like that at home. But it starts since you're young. Yeah. Not necessarily with your parents, but, you know, maybe you find
some kind of support
system. A grown-up, friend, something. Like, you know, I think for us, we are lucky that we have such a big support system with our friends. You know, we've never been that type where we were loners or we were like, you know, we've always had each other and we've had a big group of friends from.
It's like a
since we were young.
Family outside of your family.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and sometimes not everything was okay within our family, like our parents or like immediate family. But then we had our friends that was a support system.
Yeah.
So things like that, which what I'm saying, it's not necessarily.
Yeah. But I think then we all agree that Instagram doesn't have to ban filters.
No, I want to look good on my selfies.
Oh, shit.
I want to look snatched.
I will quit Instagram if they get rid of filters. I have no use for you anymore.
Everybody's going to Snapchat.
Yeah. We're going back to the originals.
Yeah, but they also got rid of that feature. You know how you would be able to see who the people you were following, who they followed, or whose picture they liked?
Remember? Oh, yeah. The
following tab. So you have a tab that's like for you.
What you've liked and then what other people
and
have
liked. And the tab of what?
What took away that.
Really?
Because too many cheating ass fools complained to Instagram that their girls were saying, why are you liking this picture?
Shoot, I be liking pictures and I don't care.
Because Noelle accepts you.
Who gonna check me, boo? Who gonna check me, boo?
Who gonna check me?
No, so just give them a cut of your fans page.
I'm a strong, independent woman.
We were saying that on the way to CVS. We were working at night, and then this car almost ran us over. It's just to scream like a girl. He had just been saying, we're strong, independent women. This car almost runs us over. He's like,
Women scream too.
That Men don't sound like a strong woman.
Strong women scream too.
Oh, you heard it here. It's a new slogan.
Don't you listen to Beyonce?
It's like women empowerment.
She screams in her songs.
Question her. Listening to Beyonce.
Look at Khalees. She was the first one to scream on an album.
Really?
She's strong. Yeah. One of her songs says that. Who was the first one to scream on a track? Yeah, so.
Lil Jon.
Yeah. She's screaming fear. Oh, you're so funny.
Oh my god, you guys are coming for me today.
I was just supporting Lil Jon.
Ratchabelle is like,
well, I never.
Right. Monocle dropped.
So in honor of Halloween, I wanted to like spooky ask you guys Halloween? Something. Yes, yeah, spooky Halloween.
Halloween.
That's Christmassy.
It's Halloween.
Halloweeny.
Halloween? It says Halloween.
It's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh.
Just Halloween.
You're absolutely correct.
It's just Halloween. Halloween.
So what I wanted to ask is like, for you guys to, or for us to share our supernatural stories,
yeah, your paranormal stories.
Experiences.
Yeah, scariest thing that has happened.
Yeah,
to you.
Something that has happened to you guys.
I'm gonna need to sage my house after these stories.
Girl, you got that crystal. What is it called again?
It's a selenite.
I rubbed.
Selenite's good. I have a peach selenite.
I rubbed all her selenite all over
me.
I
know.
So I cleansed.
He left all his energy here, and I couldn't go to sleep till 1:30.
Because my energy is turned
up. It was stressed out.
It's turn up like twerk.
I was like, why do I want to go dance?
You was dancing last week, sister. You was twerking. You was dipping and doing. She was dipping.
We were all a mess.
She was dipping and doing, y'all. She was like,
You dip, we dip. Yep.
So, yeah, like, what is, like, yeah, like a spooky story. Yeah. Like, something spooky, spooky.
You want to start?
You guys have been to my house.
Yes.
Everybody here has been to my house. And everybody who goes to my house has said, like, they feel weird going through the hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just feel like a heaviness. Mm-hmm. They don't like it.
I feel like somebody's watching
me. Yeah, that's what everybody says.
Feel
my cousins
like
say it.
Somebody's
says
watching
it.
Me.
I just got used to it after a while, but
wasn't that your room though? The one that was right across that the bathroom.
I figured out later on. I think I know why. It's because when I was little, I made my own Ouija board and I was using.
Shut up.
I think that's what it is, and it's always heavy in there. Now it's a little lighter because I sage it and everything.
So you brought this spirit upon you.
I got like a portal in there. Mm-hmm.
Is it a cute spirit though?
I don't know. He doesn't abuse me. Little Casper.
He just watches like a creep.
He's putting quarters for the peep show.
You're like, what are all these quarters?
What are you throwing at me?
Who threw that quarter at me?
Cheap ass.
Take off your head, Scarf.
It's too cold.
It's supposed to be spooky, y'all.
I know, sorry. It always goes in this direction. Damn it, Erica.
You over here turning out the ghost.
We always end up in the same shit. Okay, back to spooky.
Back to spooky. Okay, so I was watching TV in the living room. You know, one of the couches, like behind the couch, it's like the beginning of the hallway. So like, if I'm laying down, like the hallway's behind me. Oh, the hallway's behind me. So I was falling asleep watching TV one time, and I heard somebody by my ear go and call my name.
That's the worst.
And I was, I thought it was my mom. So like I woke up like, and I looked and I see, she's like, Annabelle, in like Spanish. So I was just like, oh, okay.
Annabelle.
Yeah. And so I turned and there's nobody there. So I turned to the hallway and I saw like a lady in like a, like a white nightgown. Mm-mm. And I thought it was my mom. So I was like, so I got up.
Spanish
and
ghosts are worse than English ghosts.
Oh yeah. They're mean. They try to take your kids. They don't just want to spook you. They come for your children.
They just scary.
Luckily, I don't have that problem. So I went and I followed because I thought it was my mom. So I was like, what? Like, and I kept saying, like, what?
You're brave.
And then I walk into my mom. Her door was closed. That was the first time I was like, oh, I would have heard her.
How
like,
old were you?
I was last year.
It was last night, bro.
How many months were you? Like 300 months.
No, I was coming back from San Diego and I was staying for, I think, the weekend.
So you were in college?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was maybe like 19 or 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I opened my mom's door and she's like knocked out cold, like snoring, like in her covers. There's no way she could have.
You don't think she was like sleepwalking?
No, my mom doesn't sleepwalk. I've never seen her sleepwalk. She'll like talk in her sleep every once in a while.
You know what's interesting about that? Like I've heard my name before at night. Like, just like randomly.
I'm scared now.
Like, you never heard your name being called?
Not by a ghost.
He over here giggling.
Not.
Girl. We're gonna go that way again.
Girl.
We can't even get through one spooky story.
Well, girl, you gotta be Pacific.
Pacifically.
You gotta be Pacific.
Pacifically.
Not by no ghost.
I heard that could be like your
I think guys. The ghost is scared of me because I sleep naked.
I heard it's your guides. Scared at the time.
You get scared, but they said it's your guides trying to give you a message.
Maybe.
Mm-mm, I don't need no messages.
I have dreams. Like, I have, like, premonition dreams. Like, I've had...
She's trying to be Phoebe from Charmed.
I never watched it. But yeah, like, I predicted, like, deaths before, and I'm just like, Jesus. Like, people I don't even know. But, like, I know, like, I found out later on, like, one of my friends, and I was just like,
that's weird.
Yeah, like, but it hasn't happened in a while. Like, the dreams is more when I was younger.
That's pretty spooky.
So you followed this person and then nothing like...
There was nothing, so I thought it was my mom, but then the
door. Did you look in that
closed.
Room? In
I walked in and
room?
She was knocked out. I'm like, I'm not going to wake up my mom. Fuck that.
You're like, that's I'm more scarier scared of her than the ghost.
Yeah. But it was just weird. And then I always had dreams of like a lady in a mirror wearing like a white...
She could be your ancestor, girl.
No, but she like grabbed my arm.
Oh, never mind.
And I remember one time I woke up with like a bruise on my arm like after the dream. And I was just like, that's weird. I was like, I know I bruise easily, but it's just too much of a coincidence that like I You're had like, it right.
She was like, why'd you bring me here with your Ouija?
Maybe.
She's like, why can't I wake up with the hickey on my titty?
You want a ghost to grab your titty?
If it feels good.
They'll be ever so gentle.
Go for it.
Sister.
JK, no, I'm just kidding, ghost.
You're attracting the sexy ghost.
I'm going to get your titty grabbed tonight.
I'm just kidding.
He's attracting all the sexy ghosts
My
over
titty
here.
Got a hickey already. Somebody beat you to it.
He's like, other titty.
Yeah, I was supposed to say, there's another one.
Both have hickeys. Yala la mio.
Is that where you went last Saturday?
It all makes sense.
I worked till 1 a.m. last night.
I'm sure you did.
Y'all ratchet. So, next story. Do you want to go or do you want me to go?
Up to you.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
So, I always tell everybody, like, all my friends and everybody about my grandma's house in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You know? My grandma's lived in this house since, like, I could remember. Like, they built it. They, you know, lived in it since they moved from their pueblo to the city. And a lot of people, a lot of my uncles have said that they've seen stuff in that house. And obviously now, like, as a grown up and us talking about it, like, we've discussed it. But obviously growing up, I didn't know this. So it always, like, kind of felt weird at night. Oh, you know what, now that I remember, somebody did whisper my name. So when I was young, I was like 5 or no I think I was like 4 or 5, And I would always hear this voice every night. As soon as everybody would fall asleep, I would hear someone say like, Oscar, te voy a llevar.
Oh, hell no. That's Oscar. Different.
And it was like, Oscar, te voy. And it just kept like saying it.
¿A dónde?
Girl, I was four.
Déjame al listo.
Es que, a Badlands?
Es que ahora no me bañé, o sea, güey. No. No, so it would say, like, and it would do it every night.
Oh,
every night.
Oh, you gave me chills.
It would happen every night, you know, and, you know, I would sleep because my mom came to the U.S. and we stayed with my grandma and in that house. I would sleep in this middle room with two of my aunties, and I slept with one, you know, and I was always kind of like a sick little kid. I would always wake up and throw up in the middle of the night, so they would have to like take me to throw up.
I think so.
I don't know what it was, but I was always like a very like little sickly.
Come on, that's fragile. You're fragile too.
I'm fragile. So yeah, and you know, when this would happen, I would like cover myself. I didn't know what to do, and I would just like, I felt like if I covered myself, like this thing couldn't get me, you know. So that's what I would do. So one night came and I didn't hear this motherfucker, like no, like you know, nothing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, and it wouldn't stop until like the sun would rise till like five in the morning. Yeah, so I wouldn't sleep and things like that. So finally one night I didn't hear this and I was like, oh my god, this thing is gone, you know, whatever it was. So I was like so relieved, you know. I was like, started kind of stretching, getting comfortable. Like I was so happy that I didn't hear this. And then we had a cat, and the cat would sneak in and would like lay at the foot of the bed. And I felt like something at the foot of the bed. And you know how cats kind of like play with their tail when they're like laying down?
Oh, like this cat, like my this. Cat's on the table doing it right now. It's like he knows you're telling the story.
So I felt the tail of the cat kind of like just like going back and
fucking waffles.
He's like, let me illustrate the story.
Yeah, let me show you.
So I felt this cat doing that, and I was like, I knew it was a cat, so I like kind of with my little toes, I kind of like was like, okay, that's the cat. And then I was like, all right, like, let me fall asleep, you know? And I turned around to the wall because the bed was against the wall. And I felt something next to me. Uh-huh. So between me and the wall. And it was like something hairy. So I was like, damn, the cat moved over here, you know? So I was like, whatever. Like, I patted it, you know, and it was like something furry. So I was like, oh, okay, like, it's a damn cat. So I start patting it, and it's like something big.
Oh, no.
It's like big. It's not no damn cat, you know?
Tiger.
I freaking turned around, started pinching my auntie, like, to wake her up. Like, wake up. She never woke up.
Baby Oscar.
Yes.
I heard that a lot. Like, when there's hauntings, and you try to scream for somebody or wake them up, and they're just... I don't know if they put him under a spell or something.
Yeah. She didn't wake up. So all I did was I covered myself again, and I started praying. You know, Padre Nuestro, and I was just like praying. Like the thing never got me or whatever, but like that's scary as shit. And that's
especially at that age.
Yeah, and that's not like the only thing that's happened. That's not the only thing that's happened, like, in that house to us. Like, I've seen, like, shadows. My uncles have seen the hunchback in that room, like, just staring at them, like, at the door. You know how they have the drains? They would hear, like, marbles going down the drains at night.
Interesting.
So things like that. And, like, even my mom has told me that she's, like, seen people. Like, she would stay up. Like, one night she stayed up to finish, like, a dress that she was making for the next day. And she said that finally when she was done, like, 2-3 in the morning, she set the dress down, laid down. And you know, it's like one of those times when you lay down, but then you open your eyes once again just for whatever reason. Like, you close them, but then you have to open them once again. So she did that, and she said that there was a girl trying on her dress. Mm-mm. Like, just look like
that's mine.
Yeah, so my mom said that she was like, okay, am I dreaming? And she was like, I'm not dreaming. Like, you know, it's like just this person trying on her dress. And then she was like, I just closed my eyes, went to sleep, and didn't want to know. Yeah. So things like that, like all my aunties, uncles have like mentioned things that have happened to them in that house. And supposedly the story is that when when my grandparents built that home, there was a creek that ran through that lot. And there was a big, big rock. And the neighbors, my grandparents were one of the first ones to settle in that little colonia. So they said that that always things were like were happening in that lot. Like when before they moved in, like that nobody really wanted that lot because there was a girl that would go and sit on that rock and cry.
Aww.
So, you know,
some stuff had gone down in that area.
Yep. So I'm like, yeah, for sure. Like, even to this day, if I go to my grandma's house, I don't want to sleep alone.
Like, I wouldn't sleep there. I'd be like, sorry, I'm Airbnb.
Girl, that's even worse sometimes. I'd rather deal with spirits I know than spirits I do not know.
True.
So, I got several, though.
You can, you know, Nola, you could Airbnb Marie Laveau's house.
Oh, hell no. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
To not sleep? No.
Like, no, I don't want to sleep.
People have said that they've heard chanting and stuff at night when they go to sleep.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, rituals, like they find feathers and stuff.
They did voodoo and stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't mess with that shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say if you find a feather on your pillow, that's it for you.
What if my pillow is made of feathers and it comes out? I have a down pillow.
Has a fancy pillow.
Let me ask.
Yeah. What kind of feather?
So yeah, but that's like one of my stories, and it's like
ghosts are crazy ghosts. Yeah, I don't mess with them.
And then when I came over, that shit stayed over there. That shit must have not had no papers or something. Because I stopped hearing it for real. It was like, I mean, more shit has happened to me here too.
Yeah.
Well, at least like, it didn't attach to you.
Some, exactly.
Some spirits have
heard. Well, hello. They can't attach to pure energy.
They don't attach to you because they see how you're equals.
Damn. Ratchet Bell. Sister, you going to take my cell tonight. Just
take
in case.
Take some cell tonight.
Let's break it half. You can have half.
Yay. Your turn, sister.
Okay, my turn. Mine's pretty short.
Don't forget to cleanse your crystals as well.
Yes. Yeah, que lo uso, sister. Cleanse your
crystals. I'm about to use it again. I'm about to use it again.
Sage them, put them in water, do whatever you can. Put them in the sun, girl.
The moon. Yeah, so mine happened when I was like 9 or 10 years old. And we lived in a pretty, like, we lived with a bunch of people, like my tios and stuff. So I had to share a bed with my mom at the time. And so I was sleeping next to her. So it kind of ties in with both your stories, which is interesting. So I was sleeping next to her. And earlier that day, we had gone to La Segunda, which nowadays they call thrifting. It's a thing now.
Yeah.
OMG.
Back then, it's just because we were broke.
I'm still broke, so that's what I got.
And she bought like a blue suit, but it was like a really pretty, like, fancy suit. It looked like a rich lady suit, made of wool.
Yeah, hella uninterested.
Yeah, I know.
Damn,
I'll save my story for another day.
Sister,
apparently nobody wants to listen.
I was listening.
It's okay.
I was listening.
And sister was smiling at her phone. Who are you texting over here?
Yeah, your happiness is right in front of you. Who are you trying to
text? Smiling at your husband.
Yeah.
Can you bleep that out?
No.
Forgive me, sister. Forgive me.
Okay, continue.
You were
at the Segunda?
Oh, yes, yes. So my mom bought like this really nice blue wool suit. And it was like a rich lady suit. Like, it looked like a, you know, rich lady suit. It was new. And
very French.
Yeah, Yeah, very French.
I could see it.
Very early 90s French.
Very old.
Yeah, you know, she's extra even when she's poor.
Chic. Chic.
And she folded it up and she put it in the closet. And then so I was like in bed. I wasn't even like falling asleep. I wasn't even sleepy. Like I was just like in bed, like with my eyes open. And then I looked to the corner of the room and there was a lady wearing the suit. And she was crying. Oh, Lord. And I thought it was my mom.
Oh, Lord.
Because, you know, that was my first thing because it was in the dark. So I was like, it's my mom. Like, why is she crying?
Why are you crying? Does it not fit?
Yeah. And then I was like, something tells you, like your intuition tells you, like, that's not my mom, you know?
You have
so
a feeling.
So I like went like this and she was next to me. So I just covered myself and I just went to sleep. So then the next day I told her about it and she got hella mad at me and she was like, why are you lying? Like, you're just saying that because I guess my tia had seen their grandmother like a couple days earlier. She had seen her in her room. So she was like, you just like heard that, so you're like making it up because you heard it. But I think she was like that because she was scared.
Yeah.
And
or because she can't explain it. So
right.
It's like, if I can't,
but I know
it.
She believed me because she never wore that outfit.
I'm gonna ask
she
her,
threw
oh,
that away.
Where's your suit?
No returns. That is, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of the times
so
when you buy.
Be careful when you thrift.
Yeah, yeah, it's
I
true.
Cleanse
too.
Your clothes. Like, oh. I'm not talking about just washing it, but yeah. If you believe in like sage or Palo Santo, like, I'm serious. Cleanse that. Cause
well, a lot of the stuff, when people pass away, that's what they do with the clothes. They donate them to
right,
a thrift
exactly.
store.
Exactly, yeah.
So, you know, I
you
mean.
You don't know if they died in those clothes. You don't know if it.
Well, you don't know.
Or they just have energy attached
yeah,
to
yeah, what
them,
if that
you know?
Person, like. Like they didn't want their stuff donated.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like mad
or they
about
don't know
it.
They're dead, so they want their clothes back.
Yeah. Or they just have like bad energy attached to them, like yeah. sadness. Maybe like, I don't know, you're sick.
Or the
dying.
House was just like a bad yeah. energy, so it picked up the energy.
Something.
I don't know. I feel like it was attached to the clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like people buy furniture too and the yeah. same thing happens, mm-hmm. you know?
Dolls.
Things like that. Oh, nah, I'm never going to buy no dumb doll.
Have no. you guys seen that meme? Like, if a guy's going to play you like a toy, show him or then be Annabelle. And I was like, yeah, everybody sent me that stupid meme.
You're like, all right. I get it.
Memes.
I'll ruin them.
It's like you can't go a day without sending memes nowadays.
I know.
Like at least to
several
one person.
Several times a day.
I speak in memes.
That's the best though. You can just talk back and forth in meme.
Bless you.
Thank you.
She's allergic to the cats.
So what yeah. rush. Well, that was it for our spooky yeah, stories.
And
in
I think that's kind of our WTF story.
That's our
week.
WTF.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
we didn't.
Our good WTF. We can save the other one for next week.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't have any, but
that's my cue.
I know. She said she's gonna.
I said 2 hours.
She had a cutoff time before yeah. her allergies kicked her ass.
Well, we're glad that we recorded. Yeah.
We almost didn't because we were sabotaged.
We were sabotaged by another podcast.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
We'll talk about it next week.
But we're glad, you know, that we made this happen.
Yeah. We're happy to be back and doing this. You know, it's fun.
Exactly. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. And just remember to keep liking us. We do have a request. If you guys want to send us any questions that you guys want us to answer.
Or the guest.
Or the guest, yeah. On the podcast. Like, you know, anything you want to know about us or something you... Yeah, anything you want us to answer on the podcast, send us the questions and we will, like, be answering questions, you know, on the podcast.
Where can I send those questions?
To, you could send them to our Gmail... which is Let's Pop the Pork Podcast at gmail.com.
Slide into sister's DMs.
Yes, if you do follow us on Instagram, which I believe most of you do, send us a DM. Let's Pop the Pork Podcast. That's our Instagram name. And then our Twitter handle is...
like Chappelle, wrap it up, guys.
And our Twitter is Let's Pop the Cork.
that's like 10 sneezes in like a minute. We better go.
It's getting worse, guys.
All right, guys, we're going to have to cut Sneezy off.
Sneezy, sleepy.
Sneezy, sleepy, and grumpy.
Grumpy. Oh, yeah. Until next time.
I wanted to hear it. No, oh, sorry.
Until next time.
Bye.
Sorry, I ruined it.